4. In the Roman Baths, the splendor of a successful Romanization. 3 thermal buildings are listed in Lugdunum. The thermal baths called Salle à Rouge at the eastern limits of the city, the central thermal baths situated near the temple and the Forum Novum, and the thermal bath called of the north, which occupy an insula in a district of houses. The thermal bath of the Salle à Rouge, which inherited the local toponym, were not the object of serious archaeological investigations. Revealed by a partial and incomplete plan, they are very badly known. Was this establishment assigned to the legionaries of the so-called Tranquistan camp, set up at the end of the 2nd century, not far from there, further east, outside the city limits? Well, the hypothesis has been put forward, but nothing for the moment has come to support it. Built near the Forum Euetus and the temple during the reign of Emperor Augustus from 27 before Christ to 14 Anno Domini, the central baths, which installations were very modest, underwent 3 successive stages of enlargement during the first half of the 1st century. But it is around the 70s that an opulent establishment of baths came to be superimposed on the building of the origins. These new baths had the size and classicism of a public establishment whose rooms of the thermal sector itself were crossed in an actual way from west to east, from the hot bath to the cold bath, and finally to a vast swimming pool bordered by a wide portico. The baths were completed with a palaestra and a set of annexed rooms. After having undergone several phases of remodeling, there are 5, actually, throughout the Roman period, the building was abandoned, probably at the beginning of the 5th century. Built in the middle of a residential area, around the middle of the 1st century AD, the so-called northern baths were installed in the space of an entire insula, which is an island delimited by 4 streets, which had previously been partly occupied by private residences. In their original state, 3 baths consisted on the one hand of a palaestra lined with 10 stores overlooking a street to the west, a check room, latrines, and annexed rooms to the north, and on the other hand of a bath composed of 2 hot rooms and a warm room heated by hypocaust, a cold bath, and an open-air swimming pool. These baths were remodeled at the end of the 1st century and at the beginning of the 2nd century. Thus, the stores on the western façade were removed in favor of a portico opening onto the palaestra, and the latrines were enlarged and open onto the northern street. These public baths remained in use, although with some modifications, until the end of the 4th century, it would seem. These places where hygiene, relaxation, sports, and intellectual recreation were practiced, what the Romans called otium, a leisure time considered healthy, quiet, and calm, far from worldly affairs, still testify in our eyes to successful Romanization. Well, now, lost in an agricultural landscape, the bath of the Forum, then those of the north, were for the first time in the center of the city, and for the second in a vast residential area. You are in town and not in the countryside. Coming out of the bath, let's take the communal road, which still follows the line of an ancient street, and you will arrive at the temple.